Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Zachary Fortescom. I'm the creator of The Orphans, and I just wanted to thank some of our patrons before we got on with this episode. Veronica Ramirez, Nikki S, Zendrick 42, Naomi Rath, and Andre Pandolfo Damiani. Thank you for your support. You make this show possible.
How's it going?
Go back to sleep.
Have we passed through yet?
No, not yet.
What's taking so long?
I'm taking my time. Would you rather do it?
Weren't we meant to cross an hour ago?
Yes.
Well, what's the hold-up?
There's a cruiser parked a few thousand kilometres past the border.
Oh, shit.
Calm down. It could be nothing. It looks like a commercial vessel.
Why would a commercial vessel be out here?
Any number of reasons. Probably waiting for a... Yep, that's what I thought.
What is it?
It's a drop-off. Illegal transport into wild space, meeting up with a commuter vessel to bring their customers back.
How are they not getting caught?
Usually they're quite careful.
Why did you say it like that? What's wrong?
This idiot's left his beacon on.
Which one?
The illegal. If he crosses the border, this whole section's going to light up.
Oh, come on.
They let any idiot fly these ships.
We need to retreat.
This is the only safe section of the border right now. The northern region's been blocked up for weeks. That was my only other way in.
I don't care. We need to retreat.
Oh, if they alert the patrols, then we're gonna lose this section too.
Just signal over to them and let them know.
No way. If they know that some rogue copies are out here, they will track us down and claim their rewards.
Come on, then. We need to retreat.
No! We can't lose this window.
But we'll...
Shut up.
Excuse me?
Just shut up. I know what I'm doing.
I don't think you understand what's about to happen here.
No. You don't understand. If we lose this window, then we're not going to have another way in for months, by which time Eva's tray will have gone cold. So shut up and let me handle this. Sit down.
Okay.
When I say so, you need to pull this lever. Do you understand?
What?
Look at me. This is going to be fine. But what I need you to do is pull that lever when I say. That will engage the warp engine. A ship this size can only go at factor 3. Maybe. So time is crucial here. You need to listen to me.
Okay. I can do that.
Good. He's almost there. Hold for my call.
Ready.
Hold. Hold. Now! All right, good. Get ready to pull out. It's fine. It's fine. We're away.
It's not fine. You crossed the border. They're going to see two ships crossing and come after us.
I crossed at the same time. It should throw them for long enough to get away from here.
And how long will that be? It doesn't sound like we're in any shape to fly.
I don't know, all right? Just let me look at the engines.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a long-range scan. I don't want to be snuck up on.
We're in the middle of nowhere. We're fine.
I'm a founding member of the Alliance, stranded in collective space. Excuse me for being slightly on edge.
No one is coming here, okay?
You just worry about the engines.
You need to trust me on this. Why are you so paranoid?
I haven't been alone in collective space since the Alliance formed. I'm uncomfortable.
Damn it!
What?
The power conduit on the warp engine is malfunctioning. I need to take the whole system offline.
So we're stuck here?
For now. Had it been a fuel cell or the coils, I could have just replaced it. But I've got to repair this.
How long's that going to take?
A few hours at least.
Oh, you're kidding.
I wish I was.
What do we do?
Let me see exactly where we are. We're in system S486. Couldn't even give it a name. That's how little they're in this system, see?
All right. I get it.
There's a moon over there. I can land and do the repairs, and we'll be on our way.
That's good. The magnetic field can cloak us from long-range scans.
My thinking exactly.
How much longer is this going to take?
I'll be done with this bit in a second. Then we just need to wait for the computers to recalibrate.
Do you need any help?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, just wait. Computer, initiate warp drive calibration.
Confirmed. Calibration should take 3 hours.
Oh, come on.
You're really worried about this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You're some lost clone, and I'm a founding member of the Alliance. What happens if they find us is very different for you and I.
Trust me, it will be the same thing for both of us.
I doubt that.
I'm not just some random clone, you know.
Then who are you?
Funny you don't know. I thought Diana units were meant to have all their intel together.
I didn't know who I was meeting. It could have been anyone.
Sure.
Who are you then?
Oh, maybe later. I'm not really in the mood for story time.
I don't think it's very fair that you know who I am and I know nothing about you.
Another time, Di, yeah?
Don't call me Di.
Luis Garcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And coming up on our delayed journey is the Ellara system, home of some of the most beautiful and wealthy people in the galaxy. Cost of entry, your dignity.
Very funny.
I think so.
I've just looked at the projection that your contact sent. It looks like Dents in the southwestern hemisphere. A place called Shepherd's Haven.
Almost too posh to stomach.
It is. So, what's the plan when we get down there?
We land at the port of the main city. I've got a boost signal generator. Shouldn't raise any suspicion. Then we need to find him.
How are we going to disguise ourselves? We can't go around with our faces.
Look in the compartment. Down there.
Oh, no. I'm not wearing this.
It's the best way to blend in.
No. I spent years of my life getting out of this uniform. I'm not doing it.
Put your pride aside for one moment. No one is going to question two clones walking around in uniform. As soon as they spot our faces out of that uniform, they're going to ask questions.
I'm not just talking physically. I've spent years trying to get this uniform out of my mind.
You know I'm right.
Fine. They're so coarse.
Designed for optimum discomfort.
You owe me for this.
No, I don't.
It's already riding up the back.
Would you relax?
All right. Fine. You're right. I think it's the one with the red door up ahead.
How can you tell?
Your contact said it would have a red door with a mysterious marking in the shape of a number 5 and 3. He gave us the address.
Hello.
Hello, young lady.
What are you doing?
None of your concern.
Oh.
Don't be silly. We're just on patrol. We want to make sure your system stays safe, right?
Yeah.
Good girl. How old are you?
I'm 10.
Wow. You're getting old, aren't you?
My brother is 13.
He's getting old too then, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Emma, I told you not to go into the road.
Dad, look, I found some copies.
What did you just call us?
Emma, you stop that right now. That is an unkind word. I am so sorry about her.
No bother at all. Isn't that right, Diana?
That's right.
We really appreciate what you're doing, guarding the system. It's made us feel much safer. But with the border to wild space only being so far, and well, thank you.
No problem.
No, none at all.
We'd best be off.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
You take care.
What was all that about?
They expect a certain level of civility from their clones out here.
Why was he nice to us?
Some people are nice, you know.
They're nice to your face. There's a difference. Where do you think the kid learned to call us copies?
She could have picked it up from anywhere. She doesn't understand.
You're too forgiving of their casual hatred.
You really think the worst of them, don't you?
I'm not too keen.
Delilah was a natural born?
Not too keen on her either.
And may I ask why?
Later.
Hello. How may I be of service?
We're looking for Amos.
May I ask who is calling?
Collective officers. We're out on a patrol. We have a few questions for Mr. Dent.
Unfortunately, Amos is not seeing guests today.
We're not, actually.
Initiate law enforcement mode. Clearance number 8930. Questioning Amos Dent, the resident of this property.
If you wait in the lounge directly ahead, I will fetch Mr. Dent.
Those domestic models are more brain-dead than the standard model.
How did you know that code?
I used to use it all the time. They don't change them regularly in a system like this. Figured it would be the same.
Won't it alert someone? Let them know we're here?
In a few hours. Plenty of time to get in and out.
Upstairs. Go.
Mr. Dent, are you...
Hein, get out!
What's it?
Sir, do you need some help off the floor?
Bugger off, both of you. I can do it.
Mr. Dent, we're collective officers. We'd like to ask you some questions.
Sir, could you please put on some clothes?
It's my bloody house. A robe's gonna have to do because I'm not putting anything else on today.
It's fine. Just put something on.
What do you want? I thought I told that thing not to let anyone else in here.
Oh. Sir, a pair of collective officers are here to see you.
Oh, okay.
They have used their security clearance to gain access.
Bloody useless thing. Yes, I can see that. Thank you very much. Jeffrey!
Need to be of service. Will you require anything else?
No, we're fine. Bugger off.
Of course.
All right, well, what do you want then?
Well, we... are you all right? We heard something shatter.
I'm fine. I threw something. It's broke.
Right. Why?
It was in my hand. I didn't want it in my hand anymore.
Right.
Well, come on then. Why are you in my house?
We came to you this afternoon because...
Is it afternoon already? Might as well pour myself a wee drink.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Don't you worry about it. You carry on, love. This will help the flow of information. I promise.
I'm not sure that...
Diana, please. We wouldn't want to tell the man what to do in his own home, would we?
Of course not.
We were wondering if you may have had a visit from someone of interest to us.
And who's that?
A clone called Nora. Nora Evers.
Well... How would I know? You all look the same.
I think you'll find we don't.
Oh! Touchy!
You are touchy, Dad. I'm winding you up, but you are touchy. You are. She's touchy. She is touchy.
Right. Do you recall a visit from a clone?
Am I alone? She was a fan.
Wanted to know all about how we made Jeffrey.
And do you remember her name?
It was what you said. It was Nora something.
We need to know what you told her.
Now you listen here. I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't remember what I did this morning. You think I'm going to remember some faceless copy? I've met millions of you, and not one of you has left enough lasting mental damage to remember. Not until today. Anyway.
Why, you...
Diana! Perhaps if we show the gentleman a little more hospitality, he might be inclined to remember. Maybe we should make him another drink.
Fine.
Diana, why don't you make me another drink, Miss Collective Officer?
Sir, do you remember what she wanted to know about Jeffrey?
It's a funny name, isn't it? For a robot. Like, trust that bastard to come up with a stupid name like Jeffrey. You know, like what even is a reasoning unit? You know?
Well, I believe it refers to Jeffrey's ability to reason, to make independent decisions.
But where's the why? You know, where's the you? G-E-O-F-F-R, right? Okay, fine. I'll grant you that, right? That's fine. But then unit doesn't start. Are you expecting me to believe, right? Are you trying to tell me? Do I have to believe now that today, in today's world, unit starts with a Y, right? That's what I have to believe? It would be Jeff Rue. And that's not a name. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid.
Yes. You're right. It's a stupid name.
Yeah, it is, right? And I didn't want one, but they gave me one. You know? Like, why would I want to... I told them, why would I want to hear me telling me off for stuff? Like, I already hear it in my head, you know? Oh, time to get up, Amos. Put some clothes on, Amos. Brock and rum, it's not typically considered a square meal, Amos. Well, it is to me.
If you don't want one so bad, then why do you have one?
It wasn't my choice. You can be sure of that. It was him, the idiot that made them.
The creator?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, well, I did. At one point.
Right. You've forgotten his name.
I've forgotten him altogether.
How?
They did something to my brain. They went in there and they fiddled around with it, and now I can't remember. I can't remember anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, they came here and they came into my home. And they put this piece of shite in the walls, and he's... I don't want him here. I don't want him here. And he made it, and he gave it to me, and I don't want it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
We understand.
I don't feel well.
Probably all the liquor.
I'm going to go to bed.
Sir, we have a few more... and he's gone.
Well, that was a productive chat, wasn't it?
Fuck off, Jeffrey.
Did you hear what he said about the reasoning unit?
That the creator gave it to him.
But how does he know that, if he can't even remember his name? By the way, how is that even possible?
Some kind of memory wiping procedure. High-profile people who know too much. They poke around, scrub the brain, and there you go. It's not the first time I've seen it.
Ugh, disgusting.
I know. I want to get a look at the reasoning unit before we go. See if there's anything interesting about it.
Evers would have done the same.
Then let's see what she found.
Jeffrey?
Yes?
Blanket security bypass, code alpha, coda, coda, 5, beta, delta.
Access granted.
Excuse me? What?
Relax. It only works on the domestic models. Hardly any use. Jeffrey, please disclose any systems.
Of course.
That could take hours.
Good point. Jeffrey, limit lists to systems accessed within the previous 120 days. Sort from most to least times used.
Certainly.
I doubt he uses it for much, so this should be a short list.
Day to night cycle used 120 times in 120 days. Automated purchase system used 80 times in the previous 120 days. Communication system used 20 times in the previous 120 days. Law enforcement assistance program used 2 times in the previous 120 days.
I bet you that's Evers.
Baked goods and pastry program accessed once in the previous 120 days.
Baked goods?
Geoffrey, when was there previously a visitor in the last 120 days?
The previous visitor was a clone female approximately 2.5 months ago.
What programs were activated in their stay?
2 programs. At 1528 hours on 020982, the Law Enforcement Assistance Program was activated. And at 1640, the Baked Goods and Pastry System was activated.
What do you think it is?
Well, it's not croissants, is it?
Some kind of hidden program?
Let's find out. Geoffrey, activate Baked Goods and Pastry Program.
Activating.
By the White Star, in depths of despair, you'll find me, where the earth cracks and the bones quake, you'll find it, you'll find peace.
Program complete.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show and get even more Orphans content over at patreon.com/orphansaudio. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio to get any updates on cool stuff. And you can also go to our website for links to our Discord, for merch. You can go there for transcripts. And that is orphanspod.com. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, James Barbarossa, Holly Golding, and Carl A. Norman. It was executive produced by Ella Watts and James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.